There. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hearing no objection, it is so decided.
That Sultan Al-Jaber, president of the UN Climate Conference in Dubai today, announcing a climate agreement. Almost 200 countries agreed to the deal, which was reached after 2 weeks of hard-fought negotiations. Nations would begin reducing global consumption of fossil fuels to avert the worst impacts of climate change. It's a first-of-its-kind agreement, decades in the making, that could signal the beginning of the end of the oil age. President Biden met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House to discuss more aid for Ukraine.
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the administration is negotiating now with Republicans.
The White House Chief of Staff and his team, and now the Homeland Security Secretary today showing up on Capitol Hill for discussions with Democrats and Republicans who've been trying to get some kind of an agreement that boosts funding for border security agents plus judges along the border, but then also makes changes in policy that critics are going to point out looks a lot like what the Trump administration used to do.
United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk says the situation in Gaza is extremely precarious.
There is a clarion call for everyone and for the international institutions that deal with it to take it very seriously and act on it.
The UN General Assembly yesterday voted overwhelmingly to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The Emmy-winning actor, 61-year-old Andre Brouwer, has died after a short illness, according to his publicist. Robert Thompson is at the Center for the Study of Popular Television at Syracuse University.
If he's not quite a household name, he's certainly one of those people that when you saw him, you would recognize him. You know, he was on SVU and he was on House, and he also had one of those voices that you would recognize.
Rite Aid's decision to close hundreds of its stores, prompting fears of pharmacy deserts.
Locally owned Pucci's Pharmacy is adapting to five Sacramento area Rite Aid pharmacies shuttering operations.
We have seen an increase in our volume of business.
Some insurance companies limit locations they'll allow people to fill prescriptions. It's a difficult search for Ashley Steiner's parents and grandparents.
Traveling and the amount of money it costs, it's concerning.
Pucci's owner Joel Hoffman says,
if we don't get regulators and lawmakers to address the reimbursement issue, we shouldn't have those barriers.
CBS News Sacramento reporter Hunter Sowards. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Nissan.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents is going for a do-over on a vote to unfreeze money for pay raises and building new buildings. They had rejected a deal between System President Jay Rothman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The Board of Regents will meet again Wednesday to vote on the same deal. In exchange for the money, the system would repurpose over 40 positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican leaders on Tuesday said that the four unconfirmed regents could see their jobs on the line regardless of how they voted on Saturday. Governor Evers is encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Giants march down the field with just over a minute left to beat Green Bay 24-22. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
You get a Monday night game and a big stage, and ultimately you got to do it on game day.
Giants quarterback Tommy DeVito on keeping calm in just his fourth NFL start.
Of course, I think as a quarterback, you have to stay even keel through it all, you know, because when you're winning like we are now, everything is high, and when you lose, everything's low. So as a quarterback, you have to be able to stay even through it all. I take pride in that, something that I've grown over, obviously, over time from when I was playing, from when I was five, throughout high school and college, just continuing to grow that part of my game.
NBA, the Bucks at home beat the Bulls goals in overtime, 133-129. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard with only 14 points, not one of his better nights.
You know when you get to that point where, like, shots you usually make aren't going in, you miss a one that you feel like is easy, you know, you miss a free throw and you're like, man, it's one of those nights.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and light winds. By daybreak, temperatures close to the 20-degree mark. On your Wednesday, any morning clouds will give way to sunshine. Highs will top out in the upper 30s, close to the 40-degree mark with light south winds. It's 21 at our studios.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, coming to you live from our beautiful studio in downtown Waukesha. Greg Bach with me, Dan Schaefer with me in the studio. Callan is on the board. You can always call or text in at 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave comments there as well. Coming up at 11:33, we're going to talk about Christmas presents that last forever. I question some of these selections. We will kick that around and take your calls about the singular best Christmas present you have ever gotten.
Oh, God. Why didn't you tell me this like 3 days ago? I'd start thinking.
Well, start thinking about it now.
Great. No pressure.
We got time. We've got time. We're going to start this hour off. So all kinds of action over the weekend with the Board of Regents and the deal that was presented essentially by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to pay the raises that were already promised to 34,000 UW employees. And the Board of Regents rejected the deal because it required some major reductions in staff positions for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who reached the deal with UW President Jay Rothman, said Monday on another radio station, the Regents, he hopes, will reconsider and that he is not open to making any changes. Quote, the deal was negotiated in good faith. We're not changing one thing in this deal. We are not going backwards. If anything, I'd prefer to go forward. But a deal is a deal. You've got to keep your word. This is not forever. If they want to walk away, they can walk away, unquote.
Man, I've just never heard so many threats.
Is a deal a deal? Didn't they already have a deal with Governor Evers to implement these raises? Wasn't that a deal?
There is one legislator standing in the way of releasing these raises, and it's Robin Voss.
So he's like our Tommy Tuberville.
Our Tubby Tuberson.
He's our Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
And of course, there are other components of this deal, but he is the only one standing in the way of these raises that were already passed in the state budget. There's legal, you know, mechanisms happening alongside of this. But I think, you know, one thing that's pretty interesting about Voss saying this, saying he's done negotiating. Well, he says this kind of thing all the time.
Yes.
So you look back to the shared revenue deal earlier this year. We can't be goldfish and have these goldfish memories about how things happen in the Wisconsin State Legislature. In May, Robin Voss said they're done negotiating on the shared revenue deal.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Never, we're done ever, negotiating. Ever. We passed what we're going to pass and we're done negotiating. Well, guess what happened?
They negotiated. No.
And they passed something different a month later. So I think we in the, you know, members of the Wisconsin media have to recognize that this is just your typical Voss tantrum. He governs by tantrum. And he's going to throw his tantrum about this on right-wing radio as he did yesterday,
yes,
and say he's done negotiating and get every, you know, every reporter in the state to pick it up. But he just says this kind of thing all the time about stuff. So I think, you know, you got to take it with more than just a grain of salt. You got to take it with the entire salt shaker
and give that context. Bag of rock salt.
Exactly. And give that context that he says this kind of nonsense all the time. And he just has tantrums all the time. And so whether this is done and done negotiation, and I don't know, remains to be seen. I think the regents are meeting today for further, you know, discussion over what could come next after the vote on Saturday failed. It doesn't seem like it's done, though. It just seems like Robin Voss, the one person standing in the way of these raises, is just having a tantrum.
I mean, it also just goes in like the budget thing. This is just kind of going into the pile now that has become a terrible 2023 for Robin Voss. I mean, calling for the impeachment of Janet Proce, which, and going at it with all guns blazing, then really pulling it back to the point where even we were saying on the show, what's going on with this? Like it was a thing a week ago and now it's not. Then calling for, what was the other thing he wanted to do? Now there's all the, like, he called for the impeachment. Then he wanted to fire Megan Wolf, and that thing was like going hard in the paint. And then all of a sudden that sort of pulled back away. So it's not a good year for Robin Voss. And I think the main problem is that he's trying to appease too many masters now. You know, before this all, before 2020, even when Trump was in, you know, whatever, after the election of 2020, it became very clear that there was a growing population of his own base who disliked him. But then he was still beholden to these center sort of right individuals who counted on him to do their deeds. And he was fine to do that. But then it's like, impeach Janet Proce, which the far right are like, yeah. And he's like, doesn't do anything. You're a rhino. Let's primary you. So it's just like this whole thing of like, Robin Voss is just, I won't say I feel bad for him, but there is a certain amount where I do feel for the fact that he just can't win right now. Cause no matter what he does, he's running into a wall back and forth. And it's almost like Star Wars. The compactor is just closing on him and he can't go anywhere.
Well, and it's,
yeah, I made a Star Wars reference,
which is fine.
It's, you know, we talk so often about approval ratings when we talk about politicians,
yes,
right? And you know, every time Joe Biden's brought up, it's his approval rating is brought up. Well, maybe we should start doing that with Robin Voss, because Robin Voss has a 16% favorability rating in the state of Wisconsin. I wrote about this in the latest Marquette poll. I break down every single iteration of the Marquette University Law School poll at the recombobulation area. It's one of those things that I've done since I started. .news, actually.
Sorry.
And it's one of those things that I've been doing since the very beginning of the recombobulation area, is breaking down every last Marquette poll. So I feel like pretty close to expert knowledge of these questions and on the numbers. Yeah. There is nothing like Robin Voss's approval rating. There's nothing else in that poll that resembles it at all, because he has a 16% favorable, and then it's like 36, I think, percent unfavorable. And then there's like, you know, normal people who are outliving their lives who don't live and die on the political news cycle every single day, who just don't have an opinion of Robin Voss. And so there's about 45% of the state that falls into that, which is crazy to me. But, you know,
that's a really high number,
which makes.
But also the fact that he is that, you know, relatively not as well known and still has a negative 20. And so, like, you know, like Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Ron Johnson or Tammy Baldwin, they're the only, like, maybe 15% of the people will not have an opinion of Tammy Baldwin, or 5% of the people will not have an opinion of Joe Biden. You're not getting net minus 20 in any of these. Robin Voss has a net minus 20, and it is the most recent poll that I broke down. It was his worst net favorability rating in the history of the Marquette University Law School.
Wow.
So I think the more people get to know Robin Voss, the less they seem to like him. And the more they view him unfavorably. And I think, you know, you mentioned the impeachment thing, you know, all these different things. He's just, it's just been a very ridiculous year for Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker.
It's got to be very confusing for him. It does, because he has been able to do whatever for at least the last 12 years, if not longer, as the de facto ruler in Wisconsin.
And much of it in the shadows.
Yes.
He was very much in the shadows of of Madison. Like, he was the assembly speaker and he has power, but no one really knew who he was. And when you see a picture of him, he looks like a stock photo image. So like he doesn't look like Mitch McConnell. You're like, oh, that guy's either the sweetest man or evil. So like, and this might also explain why Devin Lemahieu was being so vocal on disagreeing with him, because like,
because Moss is so
unpopular. I don't want your stink on me.
Well, I think they just don't like each other, which I was very surprised by that Voss and Lemahieu. I just don't know.
I don't think Voss and Fitzgerald like each other that much either. No. Like, I don't mean Voss is a hard person to like. I'm sorry. I know this is very subjective, and I know this from people I know who know him. He's a hard man to like because he's never there. He's never like totally there. You're getting some manufactured version of him, how he's trying to please you to get his way. So you don't go to like, and you even said like people don't go to a bar with him to grab a beer. They go to work and five, they clock out and they're like, and then they go home. He's just a hard man. No, and he's done this to himself.
And he's the longest serving assembly speaker ever in Wisconsin's history.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, it's just time for new voices, right?
Yeah.
It's not even that, like, okay, let's say next year's election happens and Republicans win a majority in the assembly, which I think they probably would, not to the extent where they are controlling close to 2/3 of it. But I think, you know, that stands to reason that they could win a slight majority in the state. Can it maybe be time for somebody else to be in charge of the assembly? Like, he's been doing this for so long. People are so tired of his act. He's run into so many walls and this year, and he's just like made an absolute fool out of himself on the impeachment thing in particular.
Yes.
Like, when is it going to be time for a new assembly speaker? Should we introduce legislation that term limits the role of assembly speaker or something like that?
We don't make laws. We can't do that. I'm sorry.
Tony Zimmerman checking in on the live stream. I wonder if Voss is doing a Trump thing. Trump says so many awful things. You can't even focus on just one. Yeah. Voss is calling for so many things. People forget that none of them actually happen.
I think there's a difference there. Trump is a guy who just needs attention all the time and will do whatever he can to get that attention. Whereas I think if you ask Robin Voss right now, he would wave a magic wand to go back to where he was in like 2018, 2016, where he's just, like I said, in the shadows, not as known. And if he could go back in time to just even 2020, he'd have a ramp down where he'd say, all right, I'm going to step down as assembly speaker. And then the term after that's going to be my last term. He can bow out gracefully. Now, no matter what he does, he's going to look like a dodo bird.
It's going to be a messy end, right?
Yeah, he's not going to have a gracious walk away. I mean, his pals will all be like, Robin Voss, one of the greatest. Tommy Thompson, Rob, put him on the Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin GOP politics. But the rest of us can be like, he's kind of a bumbling idiot.
Oh, I don't think he's an idiot.
Well, no, that's the thing.
I don't think he's an idiot by any stretch.
Okay, idiot's the wrong word, but he definitely did not handle this last year with the greatest amount of political strategy.
Savvy, maybe lacking it a little savvy. Yeah. All right, stay close. That was quick. This was a real quick reversal that happened in the city of Milwaukee. Lots of people were upset. All the details coming up. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach, Dan Schaefer with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Potty.
Thank you, Greg.
Party. It's actually, I sound
it's
like party. Potty.
It's party.
Party.
It's party. P-E-R-T-Y. This came up and I just had to laugh because my sister was concerned about this. The city of Milwaukee announced, was it last week, Dan? Because you're also a resident of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just last week.
That they were no longer, the Department of what, Public Works, was no longer going to pick up Christmas trees from the curb to have them composted.
Right.
And so instead, people were going to be expected to take their Christmas tree to a drop-off site, at which point then they would be composted, I assume.
Or mulched, or whatever, mulched, whatever yeah. they end up doing with it. Yeah,
people were not happy about that.
No,
at all. Milwaukee Sanitation Services Manager Rick Myers told Milwaukee's Public Works Committee at a special meeting yesterday, "We'll back off this drop-off only. We hear you loud and clear." Yikes!
Our long national nightmare is over, Jane.
There's been a lot of discussion about this, though.
Treegate.
Yes.
December 1st to December 11th or whatever long.
Is that something that Tommy Cutlet does? Treegate. It's Treegate.
You're just looking for excuses to bring back that voice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I guess what I don't understand is, so the DNR let the city know almost a year ago, that they were not in compliance with whatever regulations the DNR has as ordered in order
some certain
to do
like
this.
Yard waste pickup that a Christmas tree would technically fall under the umbrella of. So it was a state change by the DNR that, you know, it's so often the case that the state will do something and require it of Milwaukee and then Milwaukee gets blamed for it. But at this time it seems like they maybe could have been a little bit more proactive about getting the word out to people about how things were going to happen.
And that's one of the reasons why at least some of the council members were pretty upset, because they knew for months that this change was in the works, and then they didn't bring it up even when they had hearings in fall on the 2024 budget. So it might have been a good idea to have mentioned that.
Yeah, probably should have mentioned that
before.
Seems like that should have come up.
I thought I said something last time. Oh, man. My bad. Well, I'm off for Christmas break forever.
And just think of what a mess that would have been. Not everyone was going to hear this message.
Right.
Right? And so people are going to be throwing their trees out on the curb, and they're going to be there in June.
Yeah, there were going to have been a lot of Christmas trees in various alleys around Milwaukee if that were not to be the case. Actually, it was kind of interesting to see some of the reaction to it. So I live in the Washington Heights neighborhood on the west side of Milwaukee. I saw our neighborhood association posted something briefly after this. They're like, hey, we're going to organize a mulch fest to bring all your trees to this one park. And we can get together and have hot chocolate and throw them through the mulcher. I was like, okay, that's a pretty good response. So maybe it sounds like this is the type of thing that, like, maybe next year they won't be able to do this. This might be just like a little bit of a stopgap measure for the city of Milwaukee to, like, not spring it on people who may have already purchased their new trees and all that. And so, you know, maybe next year I'll get to go to the Washington Heights Mulch Fest and throw a tree into the mulcher with my neighbors.
Or maybe December 12th, 2024, they're going to say, so people are really upset about the fact that trees aren't going to get picked up again this year.
A bunch of the Alderman Lamont Westmoreland said he had gotten a ton of emails from angry residents. I'm hearing from a bunch of excuses as to why the people have been failed when this didn't have to happen. Again, it just seems like it was mishandled and somebody really dropped the ball in making sure that they were going to be in compliance with these DNR changes, or to give people a larger heads up about it. My big question, though, is, and we don't do real trees anymore, but for people who do, there's such a mess at the end. And so you're either going to have to bag it in a sheet or you're going to have to bag it in a bag before you throw it in your car to take it to a place to have it mulched. Otherwise, you're going to have little fir needles all over your vehicle.
Yeah, we have a real tree at our house, and it is indeed a mess.
Yes.
And once you take it out and put it on the curb, get those pine needles everywhere in my house, and you can follow the path.
In the snow,
for us, we put it in the alley because that's where our trash pickup is. So we bring it back there, and there's it's like you're watching the Grinch walk all the way to the alley.
How'd you find Dan Schaefer? I follow the needles. When does your family take the tree down? Average wise,
it's like the day after Christmas. Okay. Almost.
My sister, I told Jane this a while ago. My sister on Christmas Day, once food is done, presents are open, she undoes all the ornaments, packs them all away. The tree is on the front stoop that night.
That's too soon.
That's one day later for us, basically.
Yeah. Why would you not? The holiday isn't even officially over yet.
It is in her mind.
Cold.
I am saying nothing at this point.
No, you're a lovely woman. What's her name?
Amy.
Amy, you're a lovely woman. No worries.
No, yeah, it's she doesn't mess around, and I love it because every year she posts it on Facebook, says, and that's done.
That burden's off my plate.
I mean, for some people, the holidays are stressful. Getting lists, buying stuff, getting decorated, food and all the organization. I can understand it. I mean, I don't do it this year because we have a dog. That's our excuse.
That you don't have to host this year?
We never host. My sister always hosts, but we don't even have decorations up because I didn't want Maybell to get into anything because she's getting excited and curious.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes!
Now the challenges are going to start.
I know. I can't wait.
As she starts exploring.
She's the greatest dog on earth.
Of course she is, Greg Bach. All right. Stay with us. 23 Christmas gifts that will last forever.
Not 25?
No, I think it's 20. No, it's 24. 24 Christmas gifts that are going to last you forever. What is the greatest singular gift you have ever gotten for Christmas? 844-967-2789. 844-96.
AO party.
Thank you, Greg Bach. Stick around. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. News is coming up next. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's before it starts to show. So if I have a chance, would you let me know?
The Tap.
CBS News Brief. More than 200 countries meeting at the UN Climate Conference in Dubai have agreed to begin to reduce the use of fossil fuels. Sultan Al Jabir is president of the conference.
We have language on fossil fuel
in our final agreement for the first time ever.
The agreement came after 2 weeks of negotiations and decades of attempts. Congressional Republicans are refusing to approve more aid for Ukraine unless security at the southern border is strengthened. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Americans feel isn't being properly addressed, and Republicans have been making a pretty compelling point that if you want to do security aid for other parts of the world, you got to worry about national security here at home.
The publicist for Emmy-winning actor Andre Brower says Brower died Monday.
From now on, call me Velvet Thunder.
Brower died after a brief illness. He was 61 years old. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin property taxes are expected to see its largest increase since the Great Depression next year, though most homeowners probably won't feel it. That's according to the nonpartisan research group, the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The total property tax jump will come out to almost 5%, but two state tax credits included in this year's state budget will bring down how much homeowners actually pay. All three of Wisconsin's veterans' homes are getting federal grants through the state to hire nurses and keep them on the job. The grants to the long-term care homes in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls add up to almost $733,000. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin has been losing nurses at almost twice the rate as the rest of the country. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and light winds. By daybreak, temperatures close to the 20-degree mark. On your Wednesday, any morning clouds will give way to sunshine. Highs will top out in the upper 30s, close to the 40-degree mark with light south winds. Right now, it's 22.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Good morning. morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Rye. Dan Schaefer, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us, 844-967-2789. Thank you for listening on the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX. And shout out to people in Wisconsin Rapids this morning on WFHR. You can also comment on the live stream if you would like. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk, according to Wirecutter, the 24 gifts that will last forever or extremely close. And I'd also like to know, what was the best Christmas gift you ever got? One that really sticks out.
Oh, boy.
Over the years. Nothing.
Well,
I know, it was kind of a last minute ask.
Yeah, but, right? Like,
I know. But I mean, shouldn't they, there's not one thing that jumps that well, you remember.
Said, okay. I'm sorry, but let's go with the phrasing of the statement. You said the greatest. Now you said one thing. What do you want for me, lady? What do you want? You want the greatest, or you want the year that I got Hot Torpedo? Hot Torpedo was a great game as a kid. You put a little disc in a thing and shot disc on the other side. It was amazing. I got it. I was so excited. So excited.
Okay, I'll one that does stand out to me, and this will just sound like millennial nostalgia, I think,
that's
as
fine.
Much as anything.
No judgment.
A Nintendo 64 when I was a kid. Yeah. Getting the Nintendo 64, the new Nintendo 64, and going downstairs and playing Mario Kart on it. You know, that was my jam back in the day.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. Calvin
is ready and waiting.
So I have a couple, and they're all pretty different. The most recent one that stood out to me is going to sound kind of weird, but a cast iron skillet.
Oh, that's great.
It was a good present. I really liked that. It was a surprise. It was a Christmas where I didn't really ask for anything, so my parents were kind of scrambling, and my dad just happened to hear me say it one time and guessed it right that I wanted one.
So what have you done with your cast iron skillet?
All sorts of things. Mostly cheeseburgers and grilled cheese.
Nice.
Lots of other stuff too.
Did you properly season it?
Oh yeah. My mom's been using it, and she doesn't take care of it the best, so I kind of need to give it another go with the seasoning.
Well, you just forced a conversation now by saying it on radio.
She knows. I talked to her about it on Sunday.
Respect the cast iron skillet. The seasoning of the cast iron skillet, very important. It's like a wok. Right? You never wash your wok.
You never want to wash it.
You never wash it.
Can't put it in the dishwasher.
No.
Memes about this.
There are.
There are memes about putting the cast iron in the dishwasher and ruining
it.
Does it make people
scream?
Yeah.
You're also supposed to not like the pizza stone either. You can rinse it off and like wipe it, but you're never supposed to like wash it with soap and put it in the dishwasher.
You know.
Yeah.
I never put this cast iron in the dishwasher. I would never go that far. But the idea that you can't use soap on it is actually a misconception.
Are we talking cast iron or like a pizza stone?
Pizza stone, I have no idea. A stone, I think you don't want to use soap because it will absorb.
Yeah.
But a cast iron, you can use soap on as long as you put a little oil on it.
Yeah, you want to wash it. Yeah, you still want to wash it. It has to be clean, but can't put it in the dishwasher.
For all your cast iron questions, Calvin is available at 844-967-2789. He is the wizard of cast iron skillets. All right, this Wirecutter article on the 24 gifts that will last forever extremely closely. The first one is coasters. Classy coasters.
Well, that depends on what they're made of.
Wool felt coasters absorb condensation, don't stick to damp glasses. They come in a pleasing array of colors in sets of four and or six. $40 for coasters.
That's a lot for coasters.
That seems really pricey to me.
But if they're going to last forever?
Well, that's according to Wirecutter.
Well, and these things that could... I'm looking through this list of things that could last forever and having knowledge of my almost three-year-old daughter, who is an expert at breaking things that will typically, you know, maybe thought of as lasting forever. Could they make it past my two-year-old daughter? That should be the real test of this Wirecutter article. Give it to me and see if they last a month.
Give it to my kid.
Yeah.
Your love for me has to last forever, Father, but these coasters don't.
Well, I would think, too, if you're going to give somebody a thing of coasters, then I want them to know how much they cost. If I'm shelling out for $40, because otherwise they're going to look at you like, you got me a box of four coasters for Christmas?
Like if you get your Secret Santas, like the budget is $40, and somebody comes with coasters, and you'd be like, Are you sure?
Are you sure you spent up to $40 on
you
these
did you not look at my wish list on Elfster.com? I wouldn't come with them at the price. I wouldn't be that gauche. I would simply go, they're coasters made of, and then you say the materials and what they'll do, when really you're just describing a coaster.
That's one way to sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess I would want some, I would like them to recognize that these are highly special
call
coasters.
Them cruelty-free.
Cruelty-free coasters. That will work.
Yeah.
Also suggested the Vermont Bowl Company Colonial Hardwood Bowl.
This just sounds like advertisements.
$209.
What?
For an 8-inch bowl.
Get out of my house.
That's a pricey bowl. And they're wood, and it looks lovely, but don't most bowls last forever?
Well, depending on what they're made of.
I mean, I have bowls that I've had for 30 years.
Are they still good looking, or are they still like, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, then there you go.
I have bowls I inherited from my mother. Those are probably 60 years old.
We have some antique bowls that have been passed down, too.
And they still work fine. They still function
they
as
still
a bowl.
They still hold food.
They do.
The coasters are the kind of thing you were saying you wanted to tell them how much they were. That's the kind of bowl that the person who gets it tells you how much it is, so they know. Because the only thing they have on it is that it was a $200 bowl. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's still just a bowl, and it looks like every other bowl. But that person would be like, this is a $200 bowl because it's made of finely harvested koa.
See, this would never happen in the Midwest, because you're in the Midwest, you have to tell people the deal that you got particular gift for.
It was $200.
That you got it for a discount. I got it. It was $200. Yes. I got it on Black Friday for, $45 or something. Yeah.
High five me. Yeah. It's a victory.
Yeah.
Indestructible, well, should last forever. Christmas suggestions from Wirecutter magazine. It's a raincoat. The Helly Hansen Moss Raincoat. For $120.
Nope.
Not into the raincoats?
I've done $120. I'll buy an umbrella or just get wet.
But it's a flattering below-the-hip length with a pleasing rubberized polyurethane coat.
I want people to see me below the hips. It's flattering enough.
See, I used to live in Seattle, and this would be the type of coat that every single person in Seattle has.
Oh, I believe
but
it.
But here in Wisconsin, maybe not so much.
That gets a little bit rare.
Need a little bit more, little more to it. It's got to be all weather, snow, rain, sleet, sideways rain, freezing rain, slush falling from the sky.
Rain.
You know.
Rain not Wilson.
Like not like the mist in Seattle.
I went to Seattle in December in 2017, and it was 49 degrees out. I was walking around in a hoodie and shorts. Everyone was in parkas.
Yeah. If it snows like an inch there, the city shuts down.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tony checking in on the stream. My dad made me a functional mini brass cannon. It didn't have a fuse that you lit, but a cap that you hit with a hammer. A complete surprise and utterly amazing.
Oh, wow. You really up the ante there,
Tony.
That
could go wrong in so many different ways.
Do you have all your thumbs and fingers?
Is there a background check you have to pass before you use the cannon?
Not in my America!
Yeah, a functional mini brass cannon. That is really funny.
Yeah.
Going back to this list of the Christmas gifts that should last forever, Fibramint D Home Oven Baking Stone for $137.
You just made all those words up.
I did not. Fibramint D Home Oven Baking Stone.
So it's a piece of stone that you put in an oven.
Pretty much.
This is no longer the list of stuff that will last forever. It's incredulous Midwesterners judge a Christmas list from a website. Because everything is like, I got a stone at home. I got a stone in my backyard. I'll put it in the oven. I am paying $100 for it.
There's the Charlie Barron's bit here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like the whole idea of Midwesterners denigrate other people's Christmas gifts.
Absolutely.
Because we can find it on sale.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you
or
people?
My backyard.
844-967-2789 if you want to share the greatest Christmas gift you ever, ever received. Popcorn maker. I thought we were done with popcorn makers. The copper-plated stainless steel Whirly Pop popcorn popper, $65 from Amazon. Don't we just make popcorn in a pan?
Or in the microwave.
Right? We need a special magical popcorn popper.
We all have that friend who can't just say no to
the gadget?
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, we had this conversation. What was the gadget you wanted?
The Wonder Oven.
The Wonder Oven. How much was that?
It was $200.
And did you buy it?
I didn't.
Good. You're welcome.
And I looked at it And I think what really changed my mind was we had a chef from Madison who called in.
Yeah.
And he said, Jane, you're just duplicating functions that your oven and your broiler already do.
I said that before the chef said that.
The chef carried a little more weight. I'm sorry.
And now, you call me thin? Thank you.
But I understand the draw. I understand the draw to these small appliances. And I really, really wanted a Wonder Oven. But as I looked at it more and I measured it and it was much bigger than I thought and takes up a whole lot more space, I'd have to move the air fryer I never use in order to fit in the Wonder Oven that I also likely would not use.
I just used my air fryer today. Or not today, yesterday. Sorry, there's someone walking up to the window and I got distracted.
Oh, with flowers. 844-967-2789. PD is on the line from Florida. Good morning, PD. Thank you for joining the show. What do you want to say?
Hey. Yeah, I had several special gifts from the time I was pretty much like 4 years old on through grade school. My parents would give me a box of junk, and I have home movies of them giving me like a Tonka steam shovel or whatever, and I'd play with it for like a minute, and then I would go to the box of junk, which was great because it taught me how to put things together and use my imagination, use my hands and all that. So that was my favorite thing I looked forward to for a number of years through my grade school. And then when I was about 12, the greatest thing that I got that changed my life, they gave me my first Sears Silvertone guitar, and it was a guitar that was in like a case that had a little amplifier, tube amplifier and speaker inside the case. It was built into the case. Very, very unusual setup. But they gave me my first Silvertone guitar, which appears in one of my videos. I became a professional singer-songwriter, one-man band because of it, and changed my entire life that 1 year.
That is really cool, PD. And I love the box of junk. I think for the right kid, that could be a great gift, right?
Oh, it was, because I turned into, because of that, I really became like a Mr. Fix-It. I mean, I've worked on, there's nothing I haven't done on a car. I mean, I'm not a professional mechanic, but I've rebuilt motors and engines, the transmission, clutch. Nothing I haven't done on a car. I've remodeled houses. I've made all kinds of things, silver, jewelry, briar tobacco pipes. I mean, all kinds of things that I've done in my life that I owe all to going back to this putting together things out of junk.
Yep.
And it would be anything from buttons to magnets to a little rubber piece. My dad worked in a rubber factory for a while. Just all kinds of things they would gather up through the year. And I would make things, little sculptures or just things that my mom gave me a big button 1 year and some string. And I made this thing where you put the string through the button and you pull on it with your hands back and forth, and it makes the button spin real fast.
Yes.
And just all kinds of really cool stuff, which, you know, kids today would never, I don't think.
Well, just look at how that unlocked your imagination. That's really remarkable. We don't have a lot of time left, PD. How did you find us while you're listening in Florida?
I listened to Talk Left. It has a number of stations on it. So I listened to the one in Madison considerably, quite a bit. I love the station. I went to Madison the year that I went to college in Texas, actually, but went on a road trip and went to Madison to and heard Bob Seger play for the first time in some little joint that was his hometown bar before he was big in Madison, Wisconsin. I've never forgotten that.
That's really cool, PD. Thank you so very much for listening, and thank you so very much for sharing your story. 844-967-2789, the singular greatest Christmas gift or most memorable that you ever received. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, joined in studio by Dan Schaefer and Greg Bach. And Calvin is on the board. You can call in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Talking about best Christmas gifts. This is from a Wirecutter article on the 24 Christmas gifts that will last forever. And we're just taking your calls as well. What was your favorite Christmas gift that you've gotten over the years? This is a great one. Texter from the 414, my KitchenAid mixer. At first, I was disappointed about getting a kitchen appliance from my husband, but that thing is the best. And actually, that's on this list.
That thing is on wedding lists, anniversary lists.
I got one Christmas. That's what I asked for our wedding.
Yeah. I
every wedding registry, I think, is required by law to have one of those on there.
But it really is the most useful thing.
It's very versatile. Yeah. And
They're not cheap. They're like $350, $400.
Yeah.
But that's something that is going to last you a really, really, really long time.
I'm still trying to think of a present I got in the past few years that like really made me go, oh my God. I don't know. I just like getting I like getting presents, but I never ask for the big present. I think like it's, you know, when you're younger,
taking you to Greece.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like when you're younger, you get the big present or the present from Santa. Now if like a lot of the things I ask for, they're very functional. So if I get them, I'm excited. You know, last year, Bridget asked my brother-in-law and my sister for the stuff we need to change our own oil and a lesson on how to change our own oil. And that's what my brother did. He came over with he bought us all this stuff. He came over and he showed us, and now we can change our own oil, which
that saves you quite a bit of money.
Saves us so much money.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. 844-967-2789, your favorite Christmas gift. And I think, too, for a lot of us, it's something that sticks out from childhood.
Yeah, you know, that was my initial thought. It's just like, okay, what's the childhood one? Yeah, what's the really one that I remember?
Sent me over the moon.
Yeah.
Texter from the 414. I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. A text from the 262 says, my air fryer. It makes all kinds of stuff. I love the wings the best. I was really excited when we got ours, and I used it all the time, and now I bet I haven't used it in 6 months, which is another reason why I talked myself out of the wonder oven.
I noticed that when you say the wonder oven, you always say like the wonder oven.
Makes
like,
me sad.
Yeah, that's
like the one that got away.
Yeah. No, right.
Great thing too about like my family, we exchange lists, and so like my wife's birthday is in April. So what I do is I look at the list she gives out, and anything that's on her Christmas list that wasn't given to her, I'll usually buy a couple things off of there
because
stuff she still needs, stuff that'll make her excited. And she's very much, she can be very much entrenched in gift cards. She loves gift cards because then she controls what she gets. But as we all know, it is, you want to be tangible. Be like, here's a thing. Here's a shirt. Here's a whatever. But
here's a wonder oven.
Okay, just buy the stupid thing. All right. My God. I'm on board now. If he'll get you to shut up about the wonder oven, buy it. I do want to say shout out to Pat Kreitlow. Thank you for the flowers.
Yes, it's Greg's birthday, and Pat sent him a bouquet. It's really, really beautiful. And a texter from the listening on WAUK from the 608. Happy birthday, Greg. I hope all your birthday wishes come true.
They already are. I'm surrounded by friends.
Rico from Rock County said, great call from PD, who called from Florida and talked about how he made a pipe. And Rico just wants to know if it was really a tobacco pipe, PD, or is there something you're not telling us?
Well, in Florida, no.
Texter from the 920 listening on WMDX in Madison. I got a bonsai tree. That's cool.
I got a bonsai Lego set.
That's cool.
It's very cool.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Also from the 920, tools in a book. And from the 414 listening on WAUK, divorce papers.
Oh, you got served on. Oh.
That changed the tone just slightly.
We did get
just a little bit. I you know, opposite of that, I suppose I should say that the best gift I've ever given in a during Christmas was I proposed to my wife right before Christmas.
Oh, you
so
did.
I gave the engagement ring there. So that's probably the most
nice.
most memorable Christmas of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Was that engagement there.
We got a live stream comment from Tim McCullough. Happy birthday to my fave Lord Ring to the character Greg Bach. I think he's talking about what I look like, because I look like I could storm a mountain. But also, I guess, you know what? Probably the greatest Christmas present I ever got was the fact that I'm born on December the 12th. Then came Christmas. I was given life. Ha ha! Beat that, everyone in the room.
Okay, then I'm not going to bring up my Snoopy soap dish, which changed my life when I was six.
Really?
I loved that thing so much. We used to get... you guys don't remember Avon. Avon, yep. Calling.
My mother was an Avon.
She was
lady.
An Avon, yeah. Lady. And they would actually come to your house and they would bring the catalog and yeah. You could look through the catalog. And I wanted that Snoopy soap dish with every fiber of my being. And I got it.
You know what I love is that you think I'm so much younger than you, because you always do that. You won't remember this. And then you'll say something like, you know, I don't know, MASH. I'm like, of course I remember MASH. Remember the Snoopy, the Snoopy snow cone maker? It was like his house and you put ice in the top of the house.
And it would come out the front?
It would come out the front as like a snow cone. I remember that one. I never got that one.
I never got a Light Bright.
Really?
On my 40th birthday, I got a Light Bright because I had been whining about it for so long.
Like a Wonder Oven?
When I'm 80, I'll ask for the Wonder Oven.
We're all going to get you a Wonder Oven.
This is turning into the gifts that got away.
The gifts that got away. Not the best.
Is there a gift that got away for you, Dan?
Not that I can think of. No.
Okay.
Also on this list of gifts that will last forever, a Peugeot Paris Ouselect Pepper Mill for $44. If you have one pepper mill, doesn't that last you a lifetime? Don't most pepper mills last forever?
I'm not going to lie. I hate this list. I hate this list so much.
It's just not a list that Midwesterners can appreciate.
No.
Because
no,
it's a lot of overpriced doodads.
Ours would be like a sturdy shovel. Where can you get it? Probably your dad's house. A good coat. Burlington Coat Factory. Come on, don't pay full price. Yeah, don't pay full price.
The one thing on here on the wire cutter is a good knife. And I will sing the praises of good knives.
Mm-hmm.
It's critically important. All right, news is coming up next, followed by the wonderful Todd Allbaugh Show from noon until 2 p.m. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Thank you, Dan Schaefer, for coming all the way out and joining us in studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Greg Bach. Calvin, as always, thank you for producing this program, and thank you to all of you for listening. Without you, we got nothing. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.